KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 27 degrees. We look forward to be increasingly cloudy today, a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stasselm said Monday evening that work on various projects have, as you might expect, been delayed by the weather. With regard to the Schulberg Recreation Area West Shelter, Stasselm said a pre-construction meeting with Precision Concrete Services will be held next month, with construction slated to begin around May the 12th, weather permitting, of course. Inspection should be completed by June 28th, with the opening soon thereafter. Stasselm said the City of Atlantic Street Department will start the site work for the East Playground at the Schulberg Rec area, and once that's done, landscape fabric will be applied as well as perforated pipes for drainage. Sidewalk work will follow. He said also donations have started to arrive for memorial or dedicated sponsor benches, and those are being ordered. On May 18th and 19th, he said construction will begin on the playground equipment.
We have quite a few groups have already been receiving emails in the past weeks, people asking about it, wanting to help out with it. Interesting 2 days in the playground in place, but it's going to be a community effort to get it up.
There will be hot dogs available for volunteers. We'll begin work at around 8 a.m. on the 19th and stay until it's finished that same day. Tools will be made available, but you're welcome to bring your own. Gloves are also a necessity. Stasselm said site work on the Lake No. 3 trail at Schulberg's will begin as soon as weather permits. And as for the community parks projects, there was a meeting between Stasselm and ISU Extension representatives with regard to the layout and what needs to be planted at Millette and Cedar Parks. With regard to Sunnyside Park's entrance sign, Stasselm said the old entrance pillars will be demolished and new footings will be established. Once the supports are in place, decorative pillars and rock landscaping will be accomplished with the assistance of the Girl Scouts.
I'm going to do river rock around the pillars, and then to commemorate the WPA, what they did in the parks, doing the band shell, the bathhouse, and the pillars, we're going to try to do kind of a boulder with a carved sketch of what the original pillars look like. And we're still looking for pictures of what the original pillars looked like, and just little sayings of what the WPA did in 1930. So a little history lesson. Pretty excited for this project. The Girl Scouts are really working on trying to tackle it, and it's going to be quite a statement coming off 10th Street into the end of the park there.
Stasselm said also that Earth Day was moved from this Saturday to April 28th due to a conflict with the 100th anniversary of ISU Extension. If there is rain or snow on that date, the event will be canceled. Earth Day at the Schulberg Rec area involves volunteers cleaning up the park from 11 a.m. until 2. Hot dogs and chips will be made available. Volunteers should meet at the west end of the park. And Love Atlantic, according to Stasselm, will be held May 5th and 19th.
Initiative of community members are going out doing some community service project. May 5th, they're doing stuff on the 7th Street corridor, I believe, and at the schools. And then May 19th, they're going to be doing some park projects. The main thing would be the playground out of Schulberg's. And then I gave them some projects to do at Cedar Park as far as repainting some of the equipment and taking out the broken teeter-totter that's in there and cleaning up kind of the fence line out there.
Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports a man was arrested April the 8th on drug charges during a traffic stop on Interstate 80 about a mile west of Casey. 54-year-old Ronald Gene Emgarten of Casey, who was a passenger in an SUV that was pulled over for an infraction, was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. During an inventory search of the vehicle, a bag of meth and two smoking devices were found in the air vents on the passenger side. Emgarten was transported to the Adair County Jail, where his cash or surety bond was set at $5,000. He was released 2 days later, but arrested again April 14th on an outstanding warrant out of Guthrie County. Emgarten was transferred to the authority of Guthrie County deputies. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports 32-year-old Seth Alexander Olson of Audubon was arrested April 10th. Olson was taken into custody for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. In our funeral announcements, Calvin Hoig, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Funeral services for Calvin Hoig will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Rhonda Sue Edgecombe, age 53, of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Rhonda Sue Edgecombe will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Merlin Tasto, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Malvern, died Sunday at the Cass County Health System. Funeral services for Merlin Tasto will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Malvern. Mildred Reining, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. A mass of Christian burial for Mildred Reining will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edgar Hemphill, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Edgar Hemphill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Donabelle Willis, age 97, formerly of Cass County, died March 28th in Colorado Springs. Memorial graveside services for Donabelle Willis will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Steinhoff, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday. A private interment will be held for Gail Steinhoff in the Nishnabotna Cemetery at Manila. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Services for D. Hankey are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.